And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 19th of September, 2015. It was on this day in 1819 that the young John Keats, 24, wrote his ode, which begins, "Season of mists and mellow fruitfulness, close bosom friend of the maturing sun, conspiring with him how to load and bless with fruit the vines that round the thatch eaves run, to bend with apples the mossed cottage trees, and fill all fruit with ripeness to the core." His ode to autumn. He wrote almost all of his great poems in that same year, 1819, Ode to a Nightingale, Ode on a Grecian Urn, to Autumn, and the Ode to Psyche, Keats, who died from tuberculosis less than 2 years later. It's the birthday of the man who said, "Experienced writers know that what they've done can always be better. A book is just something you had to let go of in the end." The editor and writer Roger Angel, born New York, 1920, on this date. Fiction editor at the magazine since 1956, writer about baseball. It's the birthday of William Golding, born in Cornwall, England, 1911. He was a schoolteacher who, when World War II broke out, joined the Royal Navy and was in the Navy for 6 years. Golding said, "I began to see what people were capable of doing. Anyone who moved through those years without understanding that man produces evil as a bee produces honey must have been blind or wrong in the head." He set out to write novels after the war. He wrote 4 of them, none of them published, and it was his 5th novel that made his reputation. He took the Hebrew name Beelzebub for the demon, Beelzebub, which means Lord of the Flies, and wrote a novel about a group of English schoolboys whose plane crashes on a desert island during a nuclear war. And without the civilizing presence of adults, the boys begin to act according to their worst natures. Lord of the Flies, famous for the number of times it was rejected by publishers, 21 times, finally was accepted by Faber and Faber, though their first reader there called it absurd, uninteresting, rubbish, and dull, pointless. But an editor, Charles Monteith, took an interest in it. It was published. It was not a success right away, but eventually in the 60s it was rediscovered. Here's a poem for today by Kenneth Rexroth entitled Coming. You're driving to the airport along the glittering highway through the warm night, humming to yourself. The yellow rosebuds that stood on the commode faded and fell 2 days ago. Last night, the petals dropped from the tulips on the dresser. The signs of your presence are leaving the house one by one. Being without you was almost more than I could bear. Now, the work is squared away, all the arrangements have been made, all the delays are past, and I am 30,000 feet in the air, over a dark, lustrous sea, under a low half-moon that makes the wings gleam like fish underwater, rushing south 400 miles down the California coast to your curving lips and your ivory thighs. Coming, a poem by Kenneth Rexroth from Sacramental Acts, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone, subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.